Hello and welcome to the Academy of Blues. Academy of Blues is a Chelsea Football Club podcast recorded and brought to you from Los Angeles, California. In this podcast, we'll cover major Chelsea news, previews, and reviews. We'll also look at the last 20 or so seasons of our beloved Chelsea as we roll back the years under owner Roman Abramovich. If the blood that courses through your veins is blue, then for all things Chelsea, this could be a one-stop shop for you. I'm your host, Maddie Gilbert-Christos, and I'm joined by my co-host, Daniel Gonzalez, today. Daniel, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How is this whole coronavirus thing affecting you?
Not so bad. I'm still working.
Good.
My job's considered essential.
Good.
And I'm still going to school because good. It's all online.
Good.
And I never went out to begin with. So
right.
This really hasn't changed much for me.
That's not true, because this is a soccer podcast and they've canceled all of soccer or football. By the way, that's one right. of the things that we haven't decided on this podcast is whether to call the beautiful game soccer or football. We'll just wait to see where most of our followers are tuning in from. Oh, yeah. And we'll just lean into wherever they are. And so for now, we're going to call it soccer because that's what we say in our everyday lives. So, Daniel, I am excited to be here with you today recording our very first podcast from specifically from Pasadena, California. And I think before we go any further, it might be a good idea for us to give a few disclaimers as to what we do and don't have, what we can and can't offer.
That sounds good to me.
Okay, I'll start. We don't have Premier League match-going experience.
Unfortunately.
Unfortunately not. I've never ever been to England. Have you been to England? I think you have.
I have been to England, and I was not a fan at that point, so I never even thought about it.
So it doesn't count.
It doesn't count. I've never been to England.
You've never been to England. Never been to England. We don't have British accents because we're both in California, and we've been here for a while. So
that's true.
Yeah. We don't have British accents. So if you were looking for a soccer podcast, specifically Chelsea podcast, with British accents, then the most you'll ever hear is us making fun of British people with our horrible British accents.
We could do the whole podcast in fake British accents.
One day.
One day.
One day. Maybe on April Fool's Day. That's coming up soon.
Yeah.
But we do have a couple of things to offer, I think.
A little bit.
Yeah. I think that we do have real opinions. We are very opinionated people, I think.
Lots of, you know, we watch the matches.
We do.
We do watch them on television.
Yeah.
And we do think things while we watch those matches.
Yeah,
so.
Yes, we do. I like thinking things. And we have plenty of experience in watching, I think, reading, talking, and most importantly, feeling all the highs and lows that Chelsea has put us through.
It's really been a up and down experience through the years.
Yeah.
Especially this season.
Yeah. In your relatively short Chelsea supporting career.
It's been pretty high, actually. You know, I know a bit about history. I know a little bit about where Chelsea came from.
Yeah.
And you know, I've been watching it only for a few years, but it's been pretty good, actually.
Yeah, I think in those few years, we've won the league. We've won the FA Cup, I want to say.
Yes.
I think that might be it.
Europa League.
Europa League.
Yeah, that's three right. trophies right there.
That's right. Three trophies in 3 years.
Yeah.
That's pretty consistent with how the last 20 years or so have gone for us. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited about this. So if you're still with us, it means that you're not bothered by those things that we don't have. Some people will claim that we're not real fans because we've never seen Chelsea play at Stamford Bridge, but whatever. I don't care.
Yeah, I don't care about
I'm
those
a real
people.
Fan.
Sorry.
It ruins my weekend when they lose, so I'm a real fan.
And that's about as real as you can get.
Yeah.
So seeing as this is our first episode, I think a good place to start might be to cover how each of us actually became a Chelsea fan. And then we could talk about how this podcast actually came about. So, Maddie, how did you become a Chelsea fan?
Okay, so I man, I feel like I'm going to go into my whole story here.
That's what this is for. People want to hear.
All right, so the year was 2001. Or 2000, actually. No, it was 2000. I'm from a country called Eritrea. It's a small country right next to Ethiopia in Africa. And I had never, ever seen a match on TV before 2000. Or actually, that's a lie. 1998, I got to see the World Cup final between France and England.
Wow.
But it was like a tiny TV, horrible quality. So it doesn't really count. And also, I was too young to really remember it. I think I was 5 years old or almost five at the time. So we won't really count it. But in 2000, it was like my first real experience. I don't think that we had a TV at home. But what had happened was there was a movie theater right next to my house. It was like, I don't know, maybe 50 yards away. And I made friends with the guy who was running the movie theater. And this guy was so lazy that he was okay with me going down to the like to the VHS rental store and getting him his VHS movies that he's going to show at the weekends or whatever. And so he would tell me like, hey, go get, you know, Rush Hour or whatever. And I would go, I would rent it for him, bring it back to him. And so he and I became like, we had this partnership. And in turn, he would let me go into the theater or the cinema for free, whether it was movies or whatever else they were playing. And on weekends, they didn't play movies. They played Premier League games. So since we didn't have access to the Premier League at home, I started watching games at this theater. And it was the first game that I'd ever been to, or the first game in a theater that I'd been to. And it was Chelsea against Man United in September 2000. It also just happens to be my birthday, too. Or that game was on my birthday. It was on September 23rd in 2000. So I was turning 7 that day. And the game finished 3-3. Now, here's what happened. I just so happened to be wearing a blue shirt. Not a Chelsea shirt, just a blue shirt. And in that little town that I lived in, almost everybody was either an Arsenal fan or a Man United fan. Some Liverpool fans, but not really. No Chelsea fans at all. So, because I was wearing blue, I got a lot of like dirty looks and people thinking I was a Chelsea fan. But like, I think 5 or 6 minutes into the game, just one of the most incredible goals I've ever seen in my entire life. Jimmy Floyd Hasselbaink off the chest, volley into the top corner. And I was like, oh my goodness, this is nice. And nobody cheered. I got a little happy, but nobody cheered because it was full of Man United fans in that theater. And sure enough, I'm like, I like this guy. I like this team. And the game itself was pretty incredible because it finished 3-3. And so Chelsea scored first. And then Paul Scholes scored for United, I think. And then they scored another 2. So they were up 3-1 within like 20-something minutes. And then Chelsea scored a second one. So it was 3-2 at halftime. For this to be like your first game to actually really sit down and watch, this was great because, I mean, I can't think of many games where we've had 5 goals in the opening half. And so I got to see 5 goals in the first half, and then Chelsea did bring it back to tie it at the end of that game. And so that was my first match-going experience. And then for whatever reason, wasn't able to catch a Chelsea game again for, I want to say, at least 2 seasons.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I think 2 seasons because people didn't love Chelsea there. So they would only show them if they were playing against one of the other big teams. So Liverpool, Arsenal, or United. And I don't know. I just never caught any of the games. But then a couple of years later, when they were more regular and then we got a TV at home, and we started watching these games, I was definitely able to catch most Chelsea games. And it was incredible because I got to watch the entire season of like Roman Abramovich's first season as Chelsea owner. And really, like, that's when the good times started for Chelsea fans. And so, yeah, that's that's kind of my story and how it all began.
I mean, no one can really call you a fake Chelsea fan if you became a fan before Abramovich took over.
Exactly. So. Ranieri was there, but Roman wasn't there, and so...
It doesn't count. You're a real fan.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I was there before... Like, John Terry didn't even make the starting lineup in that first game that I watched. I mean, I had to go back and research this, but I think he was on the bench on that day. He was an unused sub. Lampard was still playing for West Ham. And so this was way before the glory days. And yeah, I've been, so since then, it's been Chelsea through and through for me. How about you, man?
Well, you know, we start with your story because it's a lot more interesting. You could prove that Chelsea's like a global experience, right? You know, you're a kid watching it in Eritrea.
True, true.
And, you know, became a Chelsea fan. So I was in LA and... I'm wearing this jersey that I got in 2008. So in 2008, I was playing, you know, for my middle school or elementary school. I don't remember. It was one of those two. And I remember going to a soccer shop with my dad, and I was just hoping to pick up cleats. I'd never actually watched any real games. It was just kind of, my dad played in college, so I played soccer as well. And I just knew that most of my fans were, or most of my friends.
All your fans.
All my fans that I'm talking to right now. Most of my friends were Arsenal or United fans. And so I went up to the counter and I was
hate
just
that.
Like,
I just hate that.
Everybody here, it's yeah. like everybody
it's annoying.
Loves United for some reason. But, you know, joke's on them now.
Yeah. So absolutely is.
I went to the counter and with my dad and I was like talking to the guy. I said, what's a team that's not... those two teams, like what's a team that I can, like a jersey I can get that's not those? And I believe he pointed out Liverpool at one point. I was like, that's still red, I don't want that, I want something completely different. And so he showed me this Chelsea jersey that I'm still wearing and it still fits me. I don't know whether that's a good or a bad thing, but he showed me this jersey and I was like, that's beautiful, I love it. The 2008 home jersey, you got yeah. a nice collar and yeah. everything. And so I bought this jersey, or my dad bought this jersey, without me ever having seen a game. And afterwards, we watched a few games. I don't remember them too well. I think I was only half paying attention. And I remember Drogba sticking out a lot during those times. So for a long time, I would tell people, oh, yeah, my favorite player is Drogba.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
and then I try to walk away before they ask me any more questions yeah. about
you're,
what I
you're
knew.
That fan that every yeah. real soccer fan yeah. hates.
Yeah, not anymore.
not anymore. But at the time, you were.
At the time, I was. For a That's long good. Time, I was. And so it wasn't until in 2015 I met you
uh-huh.
working together.
Yeah.
And I knew you were a Chelsea fan.
Yeah.
And oh no, that was yeah, 2015. And so I watched you go through all the stages of depression during yeah. that 2015-2016
oh, yeah. season. That was some season to avoid.
And I remember I would come into work and say, "Hey, did you see the Chelsea game?"
Yeah.
and yeah, I was reveling it at the time
yep.
because I was never really a fan at that point. Yep. But through that, I actually got more interested, and I'd start looking up the scores, and I'd start actually watching bits and pieces of the game, and I started following like the Leicester story as well. And it was a really good season to start to get interested in the Premier League again.
Right. And key point there. Mm-hmm. Really good season to start getting interested in the Premier League or in soccer in general.
Mm-hmm.
But not necessarily specifically as a Chelsea fan.
That's true.
Because that was a horrible season for us.
Really, really bad.
I think we were like 16th, 17th for the most part of the season. Mm-hmm. And then we ended up finishing 10th. But not a good season.
Definitely not.
Sorry, carry on.
Absolutely. But you know, at the end of the season, you know, finishing 10th, not getting relegated. So that was great. I decided that, hey, this is going to be, I really enjoyed like what I experienced of this season. I want to go into the next season like as a real fan, and I have this jersey already. And so you decide to take me under your wing, basically,
yeah.
and show me around the local bars.
Yep.
And we started out watching a lot of those games at like 7 a.m., 4:30,
yep.
going to like local like sports pubs.
Yep.
And I remember the very first game was that West Ham game. 2016, that 2-1 game, and I was just like, this is great. I mean, this is a great game to watch, too, because not as exciting as your first game. obviously. But Diego Costa scored in the 89th minute to win it, and that was just a great moment. Everybody in the bar cheered at like probably 8:30 or so in the morning, and from then on, I was just like looking up news, and within like a few weeks, I was like fully up to date on everything. I knew all the players
totally.
Yeah,
and I guess for me, the like where I get credit is I started following Chelsea or loving Chelsea before, you know, the big spending started in 2004. And so kudos to me, right? But for you, even though, you came like during the most successful era of like Chelsea's reign, during the most successful, I don't know what I'm trying to say. What I'm trying to say is you came a little bit later than I did. But if anyone asked or if anyone saw either one of us, it's very possible that they would think you're a bigger Chelsea fan than I am because, one, you have converted your entire family into Chelsea fans.
That's true.
Your girlfriend is a much bigger Chelsea fan than my wife is.
That's very true.
Your dog is named Chelsea.
That's true as well.
And so, you know, for as far as I care, you know, you pass with flying colors as an official Chelsea fan.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, you've got my seal of approval. And you even pass my seal of approval to be able to be a part of a Chelsea podcast as well.
Oh, that's an even bigger badge of honor for me.
Yeah, man. I'm glad that we're doing this. Well, all right. We're going to take a quick break. And when we return, we are going to talk about how this podcast came about. All right. Well, if you're still with us, this is awesome. We're going to keep talking Chelsea and we're going to keep talking more about kind of our story together and how our friendship developed and how this podcast came about. I know that for me, I've always enjoyed our conversations about Chelsea because one, Daniel, I feel like you're a very level-headed person. And so like I'm on Twitter, right? I'm not on Twitter, but I look at Twitter and I just look at the feed that people have and how quickly people sway between like absolutely loving Chelsea and absolutely hating Chelsea or a player or anything, just across the board on Twitter. It's insane to me. And it's one of the reasons why I don't really comment on social media and stuff so much. However, when I have conversations with you, whether it's like a very high or a very low, I feel like you're a very level-headed person, and so that makes it fun for me to have a conversation with you because it's never like the end of the world one way or the other.
Well, you're very emotional too.
Yeah.
So I think we balance each other out fairly well.
I'm a mess. So and for me, like if we wake up at 4:30 in the morning, and if you're in California, you do watch Premier League games at 4:30. 4:30 is usually the earliest one, and then the latest one will be around 9:30. In the morning. And so a lot of Chelsea games, Saturday mornings at 4:30, we'll watch them. And so like when you wake up that early to watch your team and then they completely fail and they don't win and it's a horrible game, then it really ruins your weekend. It does for me anyways. And so I am very emotional about it.
Well, I mean, I feel like a lot of the times at the end of those games, you're just sitting on the couch or, you know, sitting back in your stool at a pub and just like with your eyes closed, you're just like soaking in the depression. And I'm the one on the other
joy,
side.
Or the joy.
And I'm the one on the other side saying like, well, there's always next week. And, you know, there were some positives. Billy Gilmore got his start and all sorts of stuff like that. And,
little things.
Yeah. It definitely ruins my weekend. I don't think I show it as emotionally as you do.
Good on you.
Yeah, but it's a good leveling out. So you're definitely more knowledgeable about the subject than me.
I don't know about that. We'll see. We'll let the listeners decide on that. So I remember thinking, because of the dynamic of our friendship, I've been a Chelsea fan for, I think, 20 years now. It's going to be 20 years in September. And you have been a Chelsea fan for... Three going on 4 years. And so I have always wanted to be like, man, like, yeah, the last 5 years for Chelsea have been great. There's been some awesome highs and definitely some lows. But, like, there were some real, real highs between like 2005 and like 2012, you know, which is 2005, we won the league for the first time in 50 years. 2012 was the first time we ever won the Champions League. So I was like, man, it'd be cool to kind of relive some of those seasons and some of those experiences with you. But that's not practical because there's way too many games to cover and everything. So I'm like, maybe we should just start a podcast and start talking about how some of those seasons that you missed, what was cool about those seasons? What was the highlight of the season? What was the low light of the season? And things like that. So I had this thought, but it was supposed to be for the off season. It was supposed to start when this Premier League season ended and we had no Chelsea to keep us entertained week to week. We were just going to do that and pass the time, and we were going to schedule it so that by the time we finished going through old seasons, we were ready to start looking at the brand new season, which would have been next season. But coronavirus had something to say about it. And so coronavirus has completely stopped the Premier League season. Many Chelsea players and our team is in isolation right now, self-isolation.
I've been enjoying the toilet paper challenge.
The toilet paper challenge has been fun to watch. What's more fun for me, or what was more fun for me to watch, was Mason Mount sneaking out and going to play soccer outside with an opposition player. You didn't know this.
I did not know this.
Yeah, Declan Rice, they're friends.
Wow.
And they met up somewhere and played soccer, and Mason Mount supposedly is getting fined by the club. It just shows how bored people are, right?
Absolutely.
And so it's a perfect time to start a podcast because people are so bored.
Yeah.
And this is also very therapeutic for us because we get to talk about the one thing that we both commonly love, which is Chelsea. We love other things too, but Chelsea is probably the strongest love that we both have, that we both share. And chances are you're probably at home. I'm talking to listeners now. You're probably at home looking for something to listen to because of this coronavirus. So you're welcome.
Yeah, this is our gift.
This is our gift to you. There was one more thing that was a key factor in us coming up with this podcast, and it was my ego, because I would sit there and have a conversation with you, and then I would think to myself, man, wouldn't it be great if the whole world listened to this, to these thoughts of mine and these thoughts of yours. And so my ego won, and now here we are recording our very first podcast, and we're super excited. I'm super excited about
it. I'm excited as well. I mean, the thought never popped into my head. You know, we'd have these conversations. I'd go home, and I'd be like, that was a good conversation.
Yeah.
No one else has to hear that. And now it's going to be broadcast.
And it is. And it was great because as soon as I mentioned it to you, you're like, yeah, I'm in. Let's do this. And so that's the short story of our podcast and how it came together. And we'll take another break. And when we come back, we are going to discuss how we're both feeling about this current season that we're in.
Sounds good.
All right. Welcome back, listeners. And if you have dared to listen this far, then you will get to hear our thoughts on this current 2019-2020 season, which has been interrupted by the COVID-19 pandemic and outbreak. So, Daniel, I'm going to go to you first. What, as opposed to myself, how do you feel about the season? How's it been going for you? What's your experience been like so far?
I'm having the time of my life, man. This is great. I love it. You know, just seeing the team, for me personally, I love winning trophies. Personally, I love winning trophies for myself. You know, the team wins them and they send them to me afterwards. But no, I love it when the team wins. I love it when they can go through all the way. You know, winning the Premier League, winning the Europa League were great highs for me. But personally, I would say that I get the most warm, fuzzy feeling in my stomach region when the team is like feels cohesive and like gelled together.
Yeah.
And seeing the team like celebrate together, seeing Tammy and Mason Mount and Lampard just joining in and like having this great celebration together, that means more to me than seeing just a great goal or anything. As much as I love all those things, seeing the team feel like a real team has been like a great experience this season. So no matter what's happening this season, the fact that the whole team feels so cohesive and happy with each other. It's not often you see strikers celebrating the teams of their wingers when they could have made a goal. And seeing Tammy do that has been like a great experience. So I'd say that no matter what happens this season, it's been great just to see everybody loving the game and loving playing this great expansive Lampard's style.
Yeah.
And it's not something we really got last season with Sarri.
No, we didn't. Not at all. Yeah. Let's not talk about last season for now anyways. We'll talk about it at some point. What were your expectations of the season going into it?
I would have been happy not being relegated, to be honest. I mean, looking into it, it wasn't optimistic. You know, right. Having a Lampard, as smart of a guy as he is, coming off only a season at Derby, really, and losing Hazard, no transfers coming in. At the start of the season, like, nobody expected Tammy to be banging in goals. Nobody expected Mount to be starting week in and week out.
Right.
And Billy Gilmore was the farthest thing from our minds. So the fact that we got this team together and putting together a strong, compared to the other team's performance, a strong placing in for the Champions League,
it's
really more than I ever expected. I would have been happy with 6th, 7th place, to be honest.
Right.
So,
yep.
And no matter what happens, no matter what like losses we have at this point, I mean, if the season ends here, we're still in 4th. We're still in the Champions League. So, I mean, this is about as good as it can get.
I'm in complete agreement with you because going into the season, we had lost Eden Hazard. We had the transfer ban put on us so we couldn't sign any players. And then the worst part about that, too, was maybe with the exception of Liverpool, all the other teams that were fighting for like the same challenges as we're fighting for, they really, really, really strengthened their squads. So Man United, you know, they got Harry Maguire, they got Wan-Bissaka. Who else did they get? They got...
Now they have Bruno Fernandes.
And so they really upgraded, and so did Arsenal. They got... who did they get?
That winger.
I
don't even
remember.
He's
so irrelevant.
He's done
so
nothing.
Irrelevant. They got that winger. They got David Luiz from us.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I should mention David Luiz, my girlfriend's former favorite player.
Former. Keyword is former. Yeah. And so because of like all the activity that was happening in all the other teams and all the non-activity that was happening at our team, it made me go like, well, I'm kind of nervous for the season. And if I had any realistic expectations, I expected us to finish to be the last of the top tier teams in England. So you have your like top 6 now, right? You have your Man City, Liverpool, Tottenham, Chelsea, United, and Arsenal. Or at least we have those teams before the season began. And I expected us to finish either 5th or 6th when it comes to that ranking. But since early October, we have not given up 4th place, not even for a few hours.
As much as we have tried.
Yeah, as much as we've tried. And so this has definitely been a season of more highs than lows for me. And now this is, in many ways, this season is a dream come true for me because in the 20 years that I've supported Chelsea, my favorite player of all time has been Frank Lampard. And I remember when he was playing and he would give interviews or when he was coming off the bench or whatever, there was just something about him that made me go like, man, I cannot wait for this guy to manage Chelsea at one point. I'm super surprised by how early in his managing or coaching career it's already happened, but it's something that I completely expected. And so now I have my favorite player of all time managing my favorite team of all time, and it's a match made in heaven. More importantly, though, because of the ties that he has to the club, because of the time that he spent there, I think he spent 13 or 14 seasons. So because of that, he absolutely loves this team and he gets this team and he gets it when like another player who is maybe in the academy and coming into the first team and playing, how much they love this team and how much it means to them to be able to play for this team. And so that's been a real highlight as well. And so I think that overall, our team is, Chelsea is overachieving. It is definitely overachieving. The highest point of the season for me probably still has to be the 2-0 win at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. Because we hate Tottenham. And Willian had the game of his life on that day. And I'm not a Jose Mourinho hater, but I am. I get what he did with Chelsea, how successful he was and everything. But just his personality and the kind of person he is, he goes around and he just says so many offensive things. So many offensive things. And so it's hard to be like, oh yeah, well, we get it. He's just rooting for another team. There's a difference between rooting for another team and like trying to put down one of your old teams. And I feel like he's doing that with us, but we've beaten him twice already this season. And so I am stoked. And that's been the highlight of the season for me. I have two questions for you. My first question is, what has been the highlight of the season for you? The one high point of the season for you?
Wow, that's rough. First of all, I have to point out, we might need a second podcast just to discuss your Jose Mourinho feelings.
Oh, yeah.
Because that could be a whole other kind of shit right there.
It absolutely will be.
My goodness. I mean, right now, the only thing I could think of is Everton 4-0. I mean, that's the last thing we got, and it was amazing.
Yeah.
Gosh, that Mount goal. I love it. I've watched that like a million times, and I love it more every single time.
It was fantastic. Frank Lampard and Chelsea, if you're hearing this, if you're listening to this podcast, I just want to say thank you for the way that you guys ended the season going into the corona break. So thank you guys for that. So that's definitely a high point. My second question for you is, who is your favorite Chelsea player of all time?
It's there's no question about it. It has to be N'Golo Kanté.
N'Golo Kanté, the nicest man in football, they say. Yeah, he's a good man. And so now I'm thinking about it. The first game that you ever watched was N'Golo Kanté's debut for Chelsea. It was the first game that he ever played for us.
Absolutely. And it was, you know, from the start, you could see there's something special about that little engine that he has running around the field. If I start talking about Kanté, I'm going to start gushing, and I can't. That'll make this go on for like about an hour and a half more than it already has.
I think my favorite N'Golo Kanté moment was probably him scoring against Man United. And just instead of celebrating like a maniac, which is what I would have done, he just smiles. All he does is he just lets out this little smile that is now just very synonymous to who N'Golo Kanté is.
And then you can see how much the team appreciates him when you only see that smile for about a second and a half before the entire team just engulfs him in just a one nice hug. And that was beautiful.
Absolutely. Well, as we wrap up our talk about this season, I will say that I'm very excited for next season. I think that next season is going to be awesome. And I'm excited for the transfer market too, for us to, we already got Hakim Ziyech. And we're, you know, hopefully we get a couple more, and that's going to add and bolster our squad for us to be able to fight for the league title next season. I think that next season we could realistically fight for it, but that's also me being optimistic. We're going to take one last break, and when we come back, we are going to let you know what you can expect moving forward from this podcast. All right, welcome back. If you are still listening, then you are just amazing. You're one of the best people that we know, or the best people that we've talked to, in a way.
We love you.
We love you already. It was love at first podcast.
That's how the saying goes, it's a thing. I believe.
Yeah, just made it a thing. So we just want to share a few notes with you guys. If anybody is still listening, then we want emailed questions from all of our listeners. You can simply email them to academyofblues@gmail.com. academyofblues@gmail.com. And if there are questions that get submitted, then we will read them out and answer them and discuss them in next week's podcast. You can follow us on Instagram. Our handle is @academyofbluespodcast. Is that what it is? That's what it is, right?
I don't know, actually.
I don't know. We don't know. We don't know what we're doing. We're going to find this out right
podcasters.
Now. Yep.
Yes.
Academy of Blues podcast.
That's true.
Okay.
See? It says here Academy of Blues podcast. Yes, that's exactly what it
Boom.
Says.
I knew what I was doing. You don't know what you're doing. And you can expect our next episode to premiere on Wednesday of next week, if all things go according to plan. I know that with the COVID-19 outbreak, seems like a new rule imposed on us by the government, which we totally support.
Love the government.
Love the government.
Love those guys.
It's great. It's a great thing. It's a great thing to have the government. But it feels like there's a new mandate put out like every hour. And so as of right now, Daniel and I are sitting across from one another and we are talking to each other. But if the government says you can't do that next week, then we're going to figure out a way to do that. But it may not be by Wednesday. So stay tuned.
I got a paper for my work that says I can drive. So I'm good. I can go anywhere I want.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, then we will break government rules for you, is what we're saying. So with that said, thanks for joining us. You will catch us next week on the Academy of Blues podcast.